The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's a twofer, not just an hour with Dennis Prager. We're going to stay on the West Coast, check in with our buddy, the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, the hardest working radio warrior out there, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, and CRNTalk.com. Jennifer Horn, are you out there?
I am here, and I was so enjoying listening to you with Dennis Prager. Gosh, two of my favorite radio guys all in one place.
It was super fun, guys. If you missed it, if you want to, there's a lot of stuff there. If you want to just reprise it, watch it again, listen to it again, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Look for Sebastian Gorka America First. Hit the subscription button. Hit the notifications bell twice, because that's how sneaky they are, and you won't miss a thing. And just in case, because you got to have a plan B, go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka for our First Amendment alternative. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. First things first, let's get the big news out of the way. I thought April 1st was a while ago. but here's a headline from The Blaze. Dr. Anthony Fauci and CNN's Brian Stelter are to speak at PolitiFact's Festival of Fact-Checking. Isn't that
just
good?
Just so you want in charge, yeah. I think, you know what, is that an Onion headline or is that real?
No, but think of this. And somebody needs to work on their corporate communications. They're calling the event next month. If somebody got paid for this, they need to get their money back. United Facts of America, a festival of fact-checking. Wow, I'm excited. Are you to hear Stelty and St. Anthony give us the facts, Jennifer?
Yeah, two of my favorite fact-checkers. How about that? The UFA, United... What was it? The United Fact-Checkers Association? Is that what it is?
It's the United States of Fact-Checking. That's catchy, isn't it?
Speaking of fact-checking, I thought we weren't supposed to be gathering in large groups. I wonder if there'll be...
As long as you've got five masks on, you're okay.
I know. How ridiculous are we right now? I was thinking about when we look back. Imagine this. God willing that our country comes to its senses and it does a little course correction. And 25 years from now, Seb, we'll be sitting around in the old folks' home, sitting around the bird cage, waiting for applesauce time. We'll be doing our best Joe Biden imitation.
Hey, Jell-O. I like the orange Jell-O.
Exactly. We want red Jell-O because nobody likes the green. We'll be waiting around and we'll be going, gosh, do you remember when we used to wear 12 masks to protect ourselves from one another? Do you remember how goofy we looked when we sent kids to school in literal bubbles because we had to zip them up into protective gear? It's unbelievable. And now the CDC is coming out after everybody went nuts over the hand sanitizer. And, I mean, what were they, by the way, what were they making the hand sanitizer out of? Because some of the bottles that I opened smelled like I passed out on the bottom of like a dive bar floor. I mean, it was like it was made from straight tequila and dirt.
Oh, I think some of it was moonshine. It was just pure moonshine.
I mean, these liquor factories went to work in hand sanitizer. Now the CDC came out this week and said, well, hand sanitizer isn't really that great for you because it's killing all the good bacteria.
I wonder what the masks do then, Jen.
Give you bacterial pneumonia.
They let the good bacteria in, don't they?
Oh, of course. Only the good stuff. Absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, this festival of fact checkers, I can only imagine that they will be layering up the masks, layering up the hand sanitizer, because it is no longer about facts, fact checking, or about virtue signaling, at least with Dr. Fauci.
Let's continue with the CNN note. This is John Berman continuing the discussion of China's deadliest virus. Cut eight, Blake Utz.
This new study in The Lancet is frightening, Sanjay, which is that a third of patients, according to the study published in The Lancet, who survive COVID are diagnosed with neurological or psychological conditions within 6 months of infection. Anxiety in 17%, mood disorders found in 14%. Those are big numbers.
It's frightening, Jennifer. And that's the main point,
that's
because we're CNN, right?
Right. Clearly, us COVID survivors, now we're dealing with all the after effects. If anybody is suffering from any type of neurological problem or any kind of anxiety, it's because the news media has given it to us. I think I told you, Seb, when I was diagnosed with COVID in July, it's the worst feeling in the world, not because you feel that bad. I mean, yeah, it wasn't great, but I didn't feel terrible when I had COVID. It was weird. I couldn't smell or taste or anything like that.
That was the worst part.
That was the weirdest part, because it's very it's very disorienting when that's missing, sort of. You just feel kind of weird, and you feel like life is passing you by a little bit. But the worst part for me is that the doctor basically said, hey, go home. If your oxygen falls 90, go to the hospital. And so you're sitting at home reading headlines, listening to the news media, and you're scared to death that you're waiting for this other shoe to drop. So if anybody has anxiety, it wouldn't surprise me, because the news media has been giving it to us forever. And have you heard about COVID toe?
COVID toe? Is that a new fetish?
This is real. It's not a fetish.
How
well,
does she come up with these things? I didn't even see the thing that she mentioned earlier, that CDC study. Now COVID toe. I think I have to be getting up at 3 a.m. like she does.
Got to read those headlines all day long. It's all I do.
Tell us everything.
So this morning, I'm going through USA Today, and I'm looking right now on my computer for the headline because I want to read it to you. USA Today, COVID-19 toes is the new symptom that they're talking about in USA Today. It's causing some sort of redness and rash on your toes when you have COVID-19. So now there's something new to worry about. It seems every single day, just when you think you got it licked, our governor in California said, oh, we're going to open up on June the 15th. Imagine that. He's facing a recall, but now we're opening up after being shut down for a year. But we don't want you to get too complacent, because there's mutant COVID strains, there's the variants, and now there's the dreaded COVID toe.
I'm going to one-up you there.
Yeah.
It's coming in on the ticker tape right now. I'm going to read it to you. COVID earlobe. Have you heard of COVID earlobe? It's the latest.
I have
latest
not. Is that
phrase.
Like cauliflower ear? Because I do love rugby.
This is insane. It is utterly, we are COVID survivors, you and I.
I know. Can you imagine? I mean, think about when the world was dealing with leprosy. If we had Brian Stelter and Anthony Fauci in charge of us.
Oh, my gosh.
We would. No wonder everybody's suffering from craziness. The news media is making us insane. And, you know, I heard you talking to Dennis Prager, and this is serious. And I spoke for about a half an hour on it on my program this morning on The Morning Answer. The news media, we talk about China. We talk about radicalized Islamists. We talk about Iran. We talk about Russia. We talk about all the threats to the United States. But can we talk for a second about the greatest threat, which in my mind is the mainstream news media?
Ugh. Yeah.
And I heard Dennis talk about it with you. You said, I think, something like, in the border crisis, aren't these images of these kids being dropped over the wall and these crying children going to be enough to bring people to their senses that right. this policy is not right? And Dennis said, well, if they're lucky enough to see it. And he is absolutely right.
Yes.
The news media, we saw it this week, what they did to Governor DeSantis. We've seen it time and time again with COVID, example after example. All they want to do is scare the heck out of you, create false headlines, and people are so busy right now, that's all they consume. When I was in journalism school, When we were taught to write newspaper articles, we were told that no matter how long the article, you have to have who, what, when, where, and how, and why in the first four paragraphs, and one of them must include a quote. You had to get that information out early on. Now the news media puts the real information at the bottom of the article if you're lucky to get it at all. People are busy. They use social media to get their news, so all they're doing is reading 140, 280 characters, whatever it is on Twitter. They're reading a headline. And they never see the truth. They never see the retractions on page 87. They never see when 60 Minutes at some point will have to be forced to say, hey, we may have misrepresented what Ron DeSantis said. We may have misrepresented the facts in that story. They'll never see that. And so we're dealing with a culture, a huge country filled with people who have no idea what truth is.
But Jennifer, CBS yesterday doubled down.
I know.
They doubled. They said, oh, there's nothing wrong, falsifying the report, leaving stuff out, not mentioning the Democrat politicians who say this is utter garbage. They doubled down, Jen.
It's because they are in the business to mislead Americans. Yeah. And believe me, I think China is the biggest. I think it is a huge threat to our well-being. They want to colonize this country. They want to take us over. They want to be a global superpower, and they want communism. But when it comes to what is happening to us right now, the biggest threat is the news media. Until we fix that, I don't have a lot of hope that we can get that information out there unless we, each of us, work every single day on our own platforms to try to spread the real truth.
I remember a guy, quite a character. I think he used the phrase, fake news is the enemy of the people. And he's still around. My old boss, Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Oh, and how right he was and how right Jennifer is. We'll be back on America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, and my colleague, Jennifer Horn. Dear friends, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
Church People, Mike Lindell's new movie. Please support Mike Lindell. 24 corporations are boycotting his MyPillow products. Go straight to his website. Use my name. Get up to 66% off his incredible line. More than 100 products from the MyPillow he sold 51 million of to the latest. They're called the My Slippers, and they're superb. Check them out. Use my name, GORKA, at MyPillow.com, or call 800-829-8468. Send the fascistic left a message that they will not win. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. We are back with my Salem colleague, West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. Jennifer, we need an update. What's happening with Gruesome Newsom, the governor of California, the nephew of Nancy Pelosi? He's reopening California. Sounds like he's worried. Is he worried about a certain former decathlete who thinks that he's a woman?
I don't know about that, but yeah, we'll talk about that. There are a lot of people lining up to be
so how many candidates do we have for potentially for governor?
Well, keep in mind that Gavin's recall has not even been made official yet. They're still counting and matching signatures, and we're coming towards the end of that. I think maybe by next week or the week after, they'll have the number. If the number is over 1.4 million and change, then they will move forward to another 30 days, which will allow people who signed the petition to unsign the petition.
Their mind, right.
Exactly. So
right.
There'll be another 30 days of that. If there are still enough signatures at the end of that period, they will come forward and say that the recall will happen. So we don't even know yet, but already, I mean, there's got to be at least 30 or 40 candidates that have moved forward. Of various
30 or 40?
Oh, yeah. Varying degrees of
seriousness.
Of seriousness, right. For sure. Probably the most serious Democrat so far that said he'd like to run there, too. Tom Steyer, who tried to run for president. God help us all.
Yep.
And then Antonio Villaraigosa, who's the former mayor of Los Angeles, who said he would challenge Newsom. He did that already during the primary last year, and he was not successful. But he said he would try again. As far as Republicans go, it's a former mayor of San Diego, John Cox, who ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, several other Republicans that you may not know. But the name that came forward on social media yesterday that was trending is Caitlyn Jenner, who is the stepmom, stepdad of the Kardashians.
Step-parent.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to be politically correct. The step-parent of the Kardashians.
The person who calls themselves Caitlyn Jenner.
That's right. The man or the woman formerly known as Bruce. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, wants to run for governor, apparently. She, Caitlin, has been a Republican since she was Bruce. So for a long time, she's been a registered Republican.
Right, right. He says that she's, oh my gosh.
See,
Caitlin Jenner says that it's thing, whatever, prefers Republicanism. How's that? There you go.
That's right. She. How about this? Caitlin identifies as a Republican.
Identifies as a Republican. There you go.
And for the record, at least early on, was a Trump supporter. I don't know if that changed. I, in my memory, I feel like it did. But I remember early on, Caitlin was a Trump supporter because, and this is a stupid thing about the left, President Trump was the first pro-gay marriage president to ever enter the White House.
I can't remember another Republican who walked around a stage during the campaign waving a gay pride flag. Can you remember that?
I do not remember that, but yet he was the evil man, the misogynist, right. The old evil white guy. And he was also the one who said at Trump Tower when there was the transgender bathroom thing going around with Target and who goes into what bathroom, he said, look, I don't care who goes into the bathroom, just, you know, whatever. I mean, he really kind of stood back and took a hands-off approach to this, which is where I land. This is not my jam. It's not my bag. I don't get it. But I also don't think that we need more government in our life dictating everything. But Caitlyn Jenner has lined herself up with a woman named Carolyn Wren, who I hadn't heard of her, but she's a Republican operative in the state of California. She's done some work across the country. She did a lot of fundraising for Trump out on the West Coast. And so she is supposedly guiding Caitlyn's bid to become governor. Now, I have mixed feelings about this.
No, tell me why. So is this a publicity stunt? Is this serious? Why do you have mixed feelings?
I don't think that it's a publicity stunt. I have mixed feelings about how well this would go over, because if you put an R by your name, no Democrat in California is going to really want to vote for you, at least enthusiastically. I think also one thing that people really misunderstand about minority voters, and we have a lot of them in the state of California, a lot of Latino voters, a lot of Black American voters in the state, and they are typically socially conservative. So when you have someone who comes up and presents, as Caitlyn Jenner does,
right.
There is going to be probably pushback more from minorities than from the evil white people that are often vilified by the news media. So I don't know how successful this whole run would be, but certainly a lot of people are jumping in. I don't think that she is the Arnold Schwarzenegger of this.
So let me just dwell on something you just said, which I think is really so crucial to the whole state. You said no Democrat in California could comfortably vote for anybody with the R behind their name, which is what millions of Democrats did across America when Donald Trump ran as a Republican. So what is it about California that makes it that way? What is different about the political culture, Jen?
Well, let me tell you what's different about the landscape of the state, and that is that independents are much more powerful than Democrats or Republicans. So people in the state who identify as Democrats, I really think it's an uphill battle to even try to grab those votes. Trump did, and that was great. And I think the rest of the country, I think typical classic liberals are more apt to vote for Trump than the progressives that we see running the party. And in California, the Democrat Party here is filled with progressive and the woke. So I think what really is the winning ticket here is not to ignore Democrats, but for a good Republican candidate to spend a lot of time on getting those independent voters. They're big voting bloc. They are bigger than the Republican Party. I think, I haven't checked the recent information, but they may even outnumber Democrats.
Wow.
And those are the ones that you want to get. And that's why I think someone like Rick Grenell could really do it. He's still the guy. I know I've told you that this is the person I'm waiting for to see if he's ready to jump in the race. I hear that he is. And I think that he can bring that Trump appeal to those middle of the road voters who are looking for someone that can put just real, just common sense issues first. Forget about putting transgender people in prisons like they're doing in California.
Yes, they're taking biologically. Yeah. That story you got to hit. What's happening with transgender prisoners?
So, yeah, imagine everything that's going on in the state of California with the pandemic. Gavin Newsom last September signed a bill that allows biologically male people to be transferred to women's prisons. And so 265 of them are going to men, biologically male men identifying as women, are going to be transferred into women's prisons. I remember not so long ago when we used to prioritize the safety of women in this country. Now that has gone out the window, and we prioritize the needs of the fringe and of the extreme progressives. And that's what Gavin Newsom is doing. So I think you need someone like Rick Grenell to bring back that common sense message to prioritize safety, the economy, and just common sense in this state. That's the most we can hope for.
And don't forget gas prices. We've been talking to Jennifer.
$6 a gallon in downtown LA.
Oh my gosh.
How does that hurt?
Crazy. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter, crntalk.com, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. And I got to go to Fort Bragg on Monday. So she might be co-hosting a certain show, 3 to 6 Eastern. Don't miss it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, gonzo journalist, guerrilla videographer, Army Horowitz. If you don't believe the world is upside down, listen to this true story. A Texas woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in a closet. When he opened that closet door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. Good for her, right? But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, the case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed. Law-abiding citizens are often dragged through the legal system after justified acts of self-defense. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Some topics, well, I think all the important ones, really, are evergreens. If you wait long enough, they come back. Why? Because truth is eternal. It is immutable. That which matters doesn't change. Even when it comes to politics, how do I know that? Because my good friend He calls himself a gonzo journalist. I prefer guerrilla photographer, filmmaker, Army Horowitz. Made a video 4 years ago that is more relevant than it has ever been. Army, welcome back to America First.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on, Seb.
All right, I'm going to do what, you know, an artist should welcome. I'm going to allow your content, your creation, to talk for itself. This is a six-minute video that you shared with me in the break, has been seen 40 million times. You just go out with a camera and a microphone to Berkeley and to West Harlem, asking people about things like, oh, ethnic minorities and voter ID. Cut one, play cut.
Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist, and they're bad.
I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you say they're? Would you go as far to say that those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African American vote?
Definitely.
Because
they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs you do over the internet. Does that also would make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, IDs? I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed.
I'm just trying to imagine if a conservative said, these type of people, and they don't have the knowledge of how to use the internet. Army Horowitz, God bless you for going out there and filming that film. Are those the answers? Are those the quintessentially racist answers you were expecting?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, look, it's no secret the racism on the left, right? The racism on the left is in my view, even more powerful than the racism on the extreme right, because it's the bigotry of low expectations,
yes,
right? That's a far more pervasive and far more insidious form of racism. When you say, we don't expect them to be able to do this because, well, they don't have the ability. They don't know how to, I mean, listen to some of those comments. They don't know how to get on the internet. They don't have ID. I mean, talk about condescension of the highest order. That's what we're dealing with. And to me, that's a far more insidious form of racism.
And that clip, that was filmed in California, correct? That wasn't some hotbed of conservatism in the deeper South, was it?
No. I went to the bedrock, right? To the mecca of leftism, Berkeley, California, to make sure we were able to get an undiluted view that the left has of black people. And that's why we went there.
You know what the frightening thing is? Not just the bigotry and the inherent, implicit racism of those comments, but Army, I'm sure it struck you as well. These people all sound as if they're regurgitating talking points that were provided to them in the conditioning camps.
Yeah, and by the way, to be clear, nothing has changed. I mean, didn't we just hear Joe Biden talking about these same issues today?
Yeah.
By the way, also using the word these people and using the words like they don't know how to, they can't get to. It's unbelievable. Yes, the talking voice hasn't changed from when I first shot that video up until today. Nothing has changed.
And why? I want to ask you this. Why did you decide to shoot that video?
Because I can't stress how important it is. First of all, I've always had the feeling that while we all know that black people are voting and have voted for years, for generations, for Democrats, I have always felt strongly, and I still do, that they can become a Republican conservative voting bloc.
Right.
And I think it's important for them to understand when I show them these types of videos, and these videos are very popular in the black community, and when they're angry, that their allies are actually have this condescension toward them, who have, again, this bigotry of low expectations, that I think it's important to be able to turn the community. I think we've already been making inroads. The president got the highest number of black votes he's gotten, President Trump, than any president Republican candidate has gotten in the past. I think we're making inroads. I think it's important to continue the culture war is important. It absolutely is.
It's time to leave what Candace Owens calls the political plantation. The Democrats used to own the real plantations. We're the slaveholders. Leave the political plantation now. That's why these man's videos are so successful. Follow him on Twitter at Army Horowitz, armyhorowitz.com. We'll be back with Army momentarily. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's bad and it's getting worse. It's time for us to take action. We need a plan. What is that plan? Well, an amazing organization, the Young America's Foundation, has a new president, Governor Scott Walker, and he's given us the plan. It's called the Long Game, and it is a bold strategy to fight on every front of the culture war, from the internet to the university classrooms and even to the high school classrooms. The Long Game invests in our children for generations to come, and it's from a national organization committed to ensuring young Americans are inspired by the ideals of our forefathers. Go today for your free copy to yaf.org/longgame. That's yaf.org/longgame to read Governor Scott Walker's plan for how to take America back. One man who's providing us with the audio-visual ammunition for that mission is our good friend Army Horowitz. Follow him right now, armyhorowitz.com and at armyhorowitz on Twitter. He's got a very, very exciting new thing he's filming right now. We can't wait for that to be released. But let's talk about this incredible footage from Berkeley, California and Harlem. 40 million views already, more relevant than ever. Let's play the cut from Army Horowitz's incredible insight into the left. Video cut to play cuts.
Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. Like, that's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of trick candy camera?
I know, right? That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those are legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What's that say to you?
I know it's that, on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
Yes. That's just stupidity, honestly. Everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
I had access to the internet for years.
You know how to use it properly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can access the internet?
Unlimited.
Unlimited data?
Mm-hmm. I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that say to you for the people who have this perception of black people?
They're pretty much ignorant of it. That's what my thought process is.
I just think that's ignorant.
Ignorant.
That's just stupidity. It's ignorant. It's ignorant. But hang on. Joe Biden is telling us that they can't. They can't get IDs. That's why you have to have a federalization of voting across America, because black Americans are too dumb to use the internet, according to the Democrats. Armie Horowitz, I just want to say God bless you for doing the work that the mainstream media isn't doing and hasn't done for years. I see two reactions from the black Americans you interviewed in Harlem. Number one, laughing at the concept that they can't get IDs, and then indignant responses to what do you mean I don't know where the DMV is? That's pretty much the two reactions, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, what's so interesting is one of the most damaging things the left has done to our country is their obscuring of language and their changing of language.
Yes.
And what they've done is, because of their overuse of the word racism, they've denuded the power of the word. So when I was talking to these folks in Harlem about what they had just heard, what the left was saying about them in Berkeley, they didn't jump to the word racist. They used the word ignorant.
Yes.
That these people don't—it's a shame, and it's terrible that they don't understand black people, right, and speak down to them that way. But they try to avoid the use of the word racism because it's a word that's been overused, and we've taken the power away from that word. And they felt bad. They really felt bad for these people who really have no understanding of the black experience, no understanding of what it's like to be black. And sadness was the word, and ignorance were the two words that were most used.
Did you meet any adults when you were filming in Harlem who said, no, I don't have an ID and I don't know how to get one because I'm black?
No, and even more than that, when I asked every single person in Harlem that I spoke to and asked them the same question, do you have a problem with voter ID? Do you have a problem to show your ID before your vote? I didn't find a single person who objected, a single person who had a problem with it. So again, this is a manufactured controversy by the left in order to create a wedge between people, to create a racial divide. They've manufactured a fake controversy because there's not a single black person who has a problem with this.
Now I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question, Armie Horowitz. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Why isn't the institutional right, the GOP, the conservative movement, whatever appellation you want to give it, not doing what one gonzo journalist with a camera in Harlem has already done?
It's a great question. If you ask me, and there are failures of the black community on the left, and there's failures for the black community on the right. And I think the failure on the right is we have not spent the time to engage them. We have not spent the time to find out what the issues are, to find out because there's so much in common with the black community and the GOP, so much in common. This should be a Republican stronghold, not a weakness for the Republicans. I think that frankly, the Republicans have not done a good enough job engaging with the community, making bridges and bringing them aboard, because frankly, they could, they should, and I believe they ultimately will. And if this is some small brick in that wall that we can build, I think that my time is well served.
Yeah, I think it's deeper than that, and I think you're being diplomatic. It's not just that we don't understand or we haven't reached out. The conservative movement, the institutional right, has forgotten how to communicate. If you're out there, if you're looking for somebody who can help the conservative movement, you should look no further than this man. Check him out. Support him right now. ArmieHorowitz.com, @ArmieHorowitz on Twitter. Armie, when the thing you're working on right now, don't give it away, is ready, will you come in studio to discuss your latest project?
You betcha. Absolutely. I want to make one last point,
You got 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm here with Pastor Corey Brooks in the south side of Chicago talking about what we're talking about, but he is a leader in trying to build those bridges.
Fabulous.
And this is it. We need more people like him.
All right, we're going to check out Pastor Corey Brooks. Keep doing what you do. God bless your army. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works and is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door. in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Don't wait any longer. There are no more excuses. Call them. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Young America's Foundation.
Amy Horowitz's point is so, so accurate. Communication, communication, communication. Somebody who knows how to communicate is, of course, the inventor of MyPillow, great friend of America First and the Salem Radio Network. Check out Mike Lindell's new movie, Church People. It's a comedy about a pastor who is embroiled in a bit of a, how shall I say this? His church leadership wants to get him to be involved in a performance that may be even potentially blasphemous, a stunt for the upcoming Easter service, and he knows it's wrong. Check out this great film starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone at salemnow.com. You can stream it, get discounts at salemnow.com if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. That's Mike Lindell's new movie, Church People, at salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. On the issue of communicating our values, did you hear what Amy said about using the right words and how the words have been distorted by the left? It's just ignorance. It's just stupidity that the left says black Americans don't have IDs to vote or can't get IDs. Why isn't that minute and a half video part of our communication strategy? Imagine if millions of Americans saw it, understood how the black American community looks at those on the left, including the president. He did it yesterday. He was about to say black, and he caught himself because he knew that he was making a bigoted statement, swallowed his tongue, but that's who they are. As Dennis Prager always says, whatever they accuse the right of doing, they are in fact doing it themselves. Whatever decision Donald Trump makes in the next year, and God willing, it will be the decision to run again and to become our 47th president. We have to get our act together on the right. We have to learn not just to reach out to communities that by their own family values should be in the conservative camp. We have to rediscover the art of emotional communication. Yes, we have truth on our side. Yes, we mustn't dilute that truth. But we have to remember, rediscover the ways in which Ronald Reagan communicated those truths in emotional ways that resonated in the souls of those who are listening. Then we will be unstoppable and we will have taken back our republic. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.